Okay, have at it.
Bill Malik used the word revenge, and he said that fueled the team wanting to make up for Oklahoma stealing a game in Norman. How much do you think that fueled the team tonight?
I don't know. You know, guys say a lot of things sometimes that may fit the storyline after it's already written, but I don't know if revenge would be the word that I would use, but I do think, you know, paybacks, you know, with I guess that kind of means the same thing. I didn't think we guarded great, but I thought we did a great job on Trey, and certainly they shot a good percentage, so we didn't guard them terrific, but we rebounded better, and then offensively shot it great. So it was a fun night, a good win, and certainly you know, we need the game where we could not sweat to the very, very end, and that was nice to see.
Is that the best energy effort you've seen from a collective group to start a game?
Maybe, I don't know. I actually thought it was pretty good against West Virginia. We just didn't have a lot of positive results from it, but I thought it was pretty good. I thought our defense was really good early. You know, when Doak gets in foul trouble, obviously our ball screen defense isn't near as good, and Trey was able to split us and do some things to get other guys' shots. But you know, he's a terrific talent, and you know, even though he didn't score a lot of points there in the first half, he still kind of, you know, got guys a lot of open looks.
Bill, what do you think about Devontae, especially on Trey?
I thought he's great. He's great, you know. You know, the one thing, we let Trey drive it with the strong hand too much, but for the most part, we didn't do that a lot. You know, probably four or five times he got downhill with his right hand that he could have probably done a better job of, but that's a hard guard. I mean, to guard him and then to have to do, you know, set everything up and run things for us, and then it was good to see him, you know, make shots. The first time we played him, I can't remember exactly, but Devontae didn't shoot it well at all, and you know, he took basically the same shots tonight, but everybody made a pretty decent percentage.
Starting the game on a 20-4 run, how's that impact y'all's shooting performance moving forward?
You know what, I confidence has got to be better. You know, we needed to have LeGerald see the ball go in. He hasn't seen it go in a while, and Svee hasn't gotten many looks in a while. So it's got to help. I thought Malik played great offensively and better defensively. And you know, the thing that should give you some confidence is, you know, we scored a lot of points without going through Doak. So we were still able to score points and everything. But you know, hopefully it gives us some confidence. But making shots here won't have anything to do with making shots in Lubbock. I mean, I don't see that being the case.
Was it good to see Silvio kind of break that?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. He was great. You know, he's had a great attitude the whole time he's been here. He's struggled. He's frustrated. The game's too fast for him. We put him in a tough situation, and you know, I thought it would be February 1 before he'd be able to really impact us, you know, it didn't really work out that way. It's taken a little extra time, but tonight he was poised. He took his time on the post. You know, you compare that performance and at OU where he had three turnovers in 1 minute and everything. I mean, it's night and day. So you could see it coming in practice, but it was so good to see. He made a couple of really nice plays, you know, when he had the guy one-on-one in the post.
How did you like Doka hedging to start the game? It looked like that was giving Trey Young a little bit of a fit. He wasn't expecting that, it looked like.
No, he was expecting that. That's how we guarded him last time, too. I mean, there was nothing. We didn't do one thing different than what we did last time. No. That Doak's a good ball screen defender, and if you notice, when he went out of the game, that's when they split us. That's, you know, with Mitch and Silvio and stuff like that. Doak's value to us is so much more than just points and rebounds. And then he also did a great job protecting the rim for us. But Doak is a good ball screen. There's not very many guys his size that can move laterally like he can. He's a good ball screen.
I feel like you got a couple of games left. Do you feel like you're peaking?
Yeah, I think we played the last 47 minutes pretty good. So, you know, we didn't play very well for 33 against West Virginia, but we hung in there and grinded. I think we can defend a lot better, and I certainly think that, you know, you're not always going to make 16 threes, but we're a better basketball team than we were 3 weeks ago. I do believe that, and certainly we're going to have to be really good on Saturday to go down and have a chance to win a huge game.
What is the mentality going down to Lubbock, and how do you balance wanting to peak at the right time, but you know, maintaining depth and wanting to play well in 2 weeks versus Big 12 titles kind of on the line?
No. We don't care about 2 weeks from now. We care about Saturday. And we'll play to win on Saturday, and then we'll play to win on Monday, and then we'll play to win on the next Saturday, regardless of the situation. I mean, if somebody's injured, you're not going to play him now because you don't want to risk postseason. But there's no reason why. Why would you work all year long and spend so much time drilling, you know, conditioning, lifting, and then you get to the tee of the season and say, well, let's prepare for 3 weeks from now when this counts a lot also. So, you know, it's not as important as a third season, but it's pretty darn important to these guys. So our focus will be, you know, take tomorrow off and then have three really good days of preparation, hopefully, and go down there to play.
What discussion was there, if any, to maybe get Devontae a little bit of extra rest in that second half with 5-6 minutes left up?
We didn't, did we? No, we didn't. We didn't take him out. So we took him out the first half because Trey came out. And then if Trey hadn't come out, we wouldn't have taken him out. And I took him out with the 2 minutes left because of the score. So there was no talk about taking him out.
Anything else?